Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Last week, hundreds of youth and adults crowded into the livestock barns at the Kentucky State Fair to show cattle, sheep, pigs, goats, and other animals. One of their biggest supporters is Governor's Office of Ag Policy Director Warren Beeler, who says one of his favorite places to be is in the livestock barn.
It's one of the great addictions you can have is the junior livestock program, and I have to. I love the people. Plain and simple, it's agriculture at its very, very best on display. And so that's very important for us. You know, we got such a disconnect between the farm and the public that this is a chance for agriculture to reconnect.
Beeler was also complimentary of the Kentucky State Fair Board chaired by Dr. Mark Lynn.
We got the most wonderful fair board now. A fair board that really is a selfless group that really thinks about the fairgrounds and about agriculture. And so moving 4-H and FFA over along with all the commodity groups and such in the South Wing where we get so much traffic and such a wonderful part of the fairgrounds, I think is going to be a huge hit.
He adds the Kentucky State Fair always one of the best ways to share agriculture stories.
We've never done agriculture as good as we've done it right now, producing more with less and still being great stewards and caretakers of everything that we're involved in. And the problem is we're the only ones that know it. And so the fair gives us a chance to reconnect. And it's so terribly important. And when people come in and ask the producers questions, that they take time to answer those, because it's grandpa and grandma the only ones got any connection, and right. So we've got to reconnect.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's what they taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. We're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Warren Beeler says junior livestock exhibitors learn a lot of life lessons in the barn.
Just the idea of if success is earned, you've got to work at it, and learning never stops is another great lesson. And if you learn something every day, you're going to go far. And then this aspect of winning and losing, you know, how to act when you win, and humble and appreciative, and that self-respect that a kid gets that basically has for the rest of their life, and somebody offers them something they shouldn't take, they'll take it. And losing teaches way more than winning, because life's not fair. It's going to knock you down, and if you got the ability to learn from losing, you'll go far.
He notes the impact of 4-H and FFA helps with those life lessons.
It just puts values and teaches lessons that we have to have in terms of people going out and succeeding in life.
Whether it's the Kentucky State Fair, North American Livestock Expo, or a county fair across the state, you might see Warren Beeler. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.